A car packed with the possible makings of a bomb turned up overnight in London's theatre district. The car was a Mercedes, and Peter Clark of Scotland Yard describes what turned up inside.
In the car, they found significant quantities of petrol, together with a number of gas cylinders. There were also a large number of nails.
The discovery comes a week before an anniversary in London. 2 years ago, a series of suicide bomb attacks across that city killed dozens of subway and bus riders. And let's go to London now, where NPR's Rob Gifford is covering this story. And Rob, those materials we just heard described, do they amount to a bomb?
Well, that's what the police are suggesting. They arrived on the scene in Haymarket, which is a street just near Piccadilly Circus, right in the heart of central London, at about 1 a.m. this morning. And they say that an ambulance crew that was nearby, that was actually treating someone in a nightclub there, saw something that they thought was smoke coming out of the car. They alerted the police. The police turned up, and a bomb disposal unit came and defused the ignition device of what they think was planning to be a very large bomb.
So police turned up thinking they might have a car fire and found something much larger.
Well, that's right. There are varying reports at the moment. As you can imagine, this is changing almost by the minute, the news that we're getting out of Scotland Yard here in London. But the initial reports were actually from people in the nightclub. Other people said they saw a car being driven erratically, and it came to a halt, crashed into some trash cans outside this nightclub, and some people inside the nightclub alerted the police, they say, to come along. So we've got a couple of reports as to how it was actually discovered, but clearly the anti-terrorism squad are on the scene and they're taking this very seriously, and they say that there could have been real loss of life if this had gone off.
We're listening to NPR's Rob Gifford, who's in London, where the makings of a bomb, or perhaps a bomb, was found inside and defused inside a Mercedes. And Rob, I know it's very early, but are there any indications here of some international connection to this incident?
Well, there has been one report. One source within the government has just been quoted by the BBC as saying that he thinks there is an international connection. One very close link that we can see from this is with a plot that was uncovered a couple of years ago, and a man called Dhiren Barot, who was convicted at the end of last year and given life in jail. He was planning what was called a limousine bomb, which looks remarkably similar. We've got a very large, very high-class Mercedes here, filled with gas canisters and gasoline, and he was planning to drive a couple of limousines into high-level targets here in London and in New York. So police are talking about the similarity between that plot that was uncovered and this one just today.
And we should mention that in addition to that approaching anniversary of the London subway and bus bombings, that we're in the first week for a new British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown.
Absolutely. He came into power on Wednesday. It was only yesterday that he appointed his new cabinet, a new Home Secretary, the minister in charge of internal affairs, a youngish woman called Jackie Smith, her first ministerial appointment. She went into her first cabinet meeting this morning, and right here on her first day, she's got a major incident, and everyone, of course, is watching how the new government will deal with it.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
And we'll listen for the latest from you in London. NPR's Rob Gifford is covering the story this morning where in London a bomb was left in an abandoned car, an apparent bomb. It was defused with no loss of life. We'll bring you more as we learn more. It's NPR News.